I'm good. We're good. I mean, honestly, I think it's more so now just, you know, we're typical. I'm in typical, you know, season mode, trying to just understand my game plan and get the feel for the Bills offense. And once we get in tomorrow, we'll do more third down stuff tomorrow, so I'll get a good feel with what Jay's got going on with his guy and myself and Paya. But, I mean, that's a constant evolving process. We're always talking. You know, each quarterback's going to present different challenges of how we rush, so we're all going to have to be aware. But, you know, I think as a D-line, we got good continuity right now, and we're ready to go. Oh, again, I think the you know, just the opportunity to win at Soldier Field finally will be up there. But it's just being out there with my guys and, you know, new team, new fans, new stadium. You know, it's always exciting. You know, Sundays, no matter what helmet you have on, is always exciting. That's why we all still play this game. At least that's why I do. The day that Sunday becomes just another day and it's just monotonous and I'm like, I'm just out there. I'll quit. So, you know, for me, it's just getting out there to be able to just, you know, do something I love and have fun doing it. Well, like the zone read stuff, I'm usually the read guy. Me or Lamar, the DN, you know, typically the read guy. So we got, you know, large responsibility. We all have responsibilities within the defense, and if we take care of them, you know, we fundamentally sound, it will be all right. That's typically how these things go. Especially a team like the Bills, if you're out of your gap, I mean, that's what they look for. You know, it was guys like Spiller and Jackson. I mean, they're so quick, and to be able to, I mean, you get out of your gap 1 second, they can hop. You know, they can jump, stop, cut, be right back in your gap full speed in no time. So, you know, it's just going to be disciplined football, and we got to tackle. That's going to be the biggest thing this week is tackle, tackle, tackle. Like I said, I think I feel very comfortable. You know, I've been on some good defensive lines, and I feel just right there with them. Like, you know, as far as comfortability level, knowing what we got to do, you know, for us, I think defensive line's a little easier, I think, to come together than offensive line. You know, we don't have to be as cohesive. You know, guys can take chances and guys can cover each other up. And, you know, there's different elements in defensive calls that, you know, sometimes we might have to be super fundamentally sound. Other times you might have a two-way go. You might be able to make some things happen. So from that standpoint, we're a little more free to act individually versus O-line where they kind of always have to be on the same page. But, you know, again, I think – I mean, where we're at right now, it's pretty impressive, and we kind of have a room that it's, you know, we have a coach that's kind of no nonsense. He's going to tell you like it is, and the same way with the players. You know, we're pushing everybody to get better. We don't allow anybody to be the weak link. And if you got a weakness that we see could hurt our defense, we're gonna tell you about it in the most friendly way possible.